Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, Marybods. For a limited time only, we are opening up the doors to our Marybody app for free. That's right. You can gain a 2-week free pass to our Marybody app. No credit card required, no strings attached, just 2 full weeks of unlimited access to yoga, Pilates, and meditation classes. Head to themerrymakersisters.com/free pass. Welcome to episode 385 on the Get Merry podcast. And of course, we are so excited to be back in your ears with a brand new episode. And I'm excited about this topic. I think it's something that potentially a lot of us struggle with. And perhaps you've been in a similar situation before, but this is actually inspired by an email we received this week. And I wanted to respond to the email, but I thought that it would be better done via a conversation because it's probably, I don't know about you, but when I'm writing, I find that I want to write lots, but then I can't get it out quick enough. So conversation works better for this. But let's begin. Let's set the scene and then let's dive into how we might deal with a similar situation or how we've actually dealt with similar situations. So the person who emailed us, they've started a new job and they're loving the job and they're working with a range of people. And there's been some conversations in the workplace that this person feels like they can't contribute to, and they don't feel aligned with these conversations. And I'll give you some examples of these conversations. So these people let me just say that this person felt like they couldn't contribute and that they didn't fit in. So they already felt like that. And these were the conversations that were happening. So they spoke about losing weight and congratulating people for having a meal replacement shake instead of a meal. They spoke about how much they eat and how much they don't eat. And they also commented on this person's lunch. I feel like we should underline that. They talk about how they spend hours in the gym and how sore they feel. They are talking about drinking a lot of alcohol and staying up really late, talking about the latest fashion, spending lots of money on clothes, talking about their kids, having very mothery chats. Like, I guess that's just the stage of life that they're in. But this person is feeling like an outsider and they're not sure how to communicate with them because of the different thinking. Now, I'll give you also a little bit of an idea. This person who's emailed us is aligned with how we live with the Marybody kind of idea of self-acceptance and working out with an idea of celebrating our body and not just for physical transformation. And this person has worked really hard to make these changes and now to be kind of thrown into a situation where all of this is being kind of like whirled up again, like swirled up again and talked about and kind of like front of their face. It is kind of a bit overwhelming and I can totally relate to that. But what do we do? How do we deal with this? And let me underline here that this person wants to have a relationship with these people. So it's not as simple as being like, well, just leave or just don't talk to them. So we need to come up with some action steps. What are we going to do?
I know. I feel like it's a really tricky one because I know, you know, like after doing all this work to kind of work on your own mindset and change how you think and feel about weight loss, especially and dieting and exercising, and then also to change your actions and like for it to finally have clicked and you're feeling really amazing and then to be surrounded by like maybe people who are talking and thinking like you were thinking and talking like 5 years ago. It can be really triggering. I know like that word is so overused, but it's the right word, you know.
It's where, not glimmering, it's triggering.
No, it like takes you back. It like takes you right back to those like, oh my gosh, like I used to think this 24/7 and I'm feeling like highly allergic to this conversation. I know I've been in those conversations and it's enough for me to like walk out the door, mm-hmm. like literally like be blunt and pick up my stuff and walk out of the conversation.
Mm.
So it's hard because like obviously you want to create a bond with your new work colleagues. You don't want to be the outsider. Like we want to feel connected to our communities, and a part of our many communities is the workplace, especially if you have to see them every day and like cross paths and have coffees and make lunches with them. Like you don't want a comment on your lunch every day. Oh, what are you eating today? Oh, that's very healthy. Oh, that's not very healthy. It's like, oh my gosh, shut up.
What would we get? We would get, oh, that's a big bowl of salad. Like I remember we would get that one all the time. And I was like, yeah, it is.
Like, I don't understand. Commenting on people's lunch just shouldn't be done. Even if like we can just leave these comments to ourselves.
I'm gonna tell you if your lunch looks yum though.
Yeah, like say like, that. Or that like, smells good, or like, that's yum.
Or like you won the lunch game. Like I feel like that's what I'm always doing with you. Cause me and you and mum will do it. Like because we work from home, each of us. And so sometimes the conversation resorts to this. What are you having? Oh, yeah, I'm having toast.
Oh, mine is like toast with butter. Like, oh, my gosh, it's so bad. Like, maybe you should get a bit more organized.
Yeah. But it's
yummy toast.
It is yummy toast. But this is a good place to start. Yeah, no conversations about food. Like this is, you know, how we would deal with it, as in we wouldn't comment on anyone else's food. And neither should anyone else, but we can't stop people from doing it, can we? But what do we do? Like, because obviously this person wants to have a relationship, but they feel like they have nothing in common. So maybe like an action step could be like challenging yourself to find some form of connection. Like if there's even one thing, like maybe a movie that you like, maybe a TV show that you like, something that's totally not related to like fashion or dieting or gym, things like that, because I feel like there could be some kind of connection elsewhere. Do you think that could be possible?
Well, I think it is like running down in your mind like all the things you're into, and then maybe it's like, okay, I'm going to bring up these things I'm interested in this week. Like I've got 5 things I want to bring up in conversation. That's my goal this week, to bring them up and see if a conversation is sparked.
Mm-hmm.
Like obviously you feel it when there's crickets responding back to you and you're like, okie dokie, like they don't really like that. That's all right. Moving on. I tried my best. It's just one of those things where you have this big realization that, oh yeah, like not everyone is into the same things I'm into, and actually they're really different to me, and maybe that's okay. And maybe we just also need to accept that we're not going to have a great relationship with these people.
Mm-hmm.
We can try our best, but at some point, sometimes you just have to be okay with the lack of community feeling. But you can also know that like because you feel that you don't fit in, like it doesn't really matter. I think it's also being like, oh, well, like I don't fit in with these people. Is it a big deal? No. Do I have my sense of community elsewhere? Yes. Okay. I'm here to do my work. Maybe you can have that one little thing of like, we both like coffee or something. Mm. You know, that's great. Like if you enjoy coffee or if you I don't know.
I was going to say, okay, if you both like the color purple, like you put purple on your desks or something. Like,
I have no idea. I don't know.
Like, do you bond over stationery, like the love of good pens, like this kind of thing? Like there could be random conversations that you can have. And, you know, I reflect back on office days and office banter, and it wasn't deep. Like there was maybe a couple of people that was like, that I was actually friends with, but everything else was very surface level, very like just banter and it was fun. Like it was just lightheartedness. Like that's pretty much what it was. But also I was a very different person back then as well. So yes, probably the conversation I felt like I could contribute to. And I'm sure if I put myself now back in that same office, I wouldn't be able to be there. I would have to run away.
Probably you would run away from past Carla.
You'd
be like, who is this girl? Ah,
absolutely. I run away from past Carla's Facebook updates. That's for sure.
Oh my gosh. How embarrassing.
Yes.
I think as well. So I think if the, like, let's backtrack a little bit, like to the conversations that perhaps are like especially about dieting, because this can get really annoying, I think. Mm. So it's kind of just being really conscious, annoying and also like hard to deal with. So it's being conscious of like being mindful of that and knowing how to deal with it, because no doubt like there will be more comments and conversations about food. So it's, you need to figure out how to way to navigate this without you feeling down. And I think like I'm trying to think, like, would I be upset by it right now? I think I'm at a place where I would just like not even be upset by it, which is kind of a cool thing to think about. Like, I know like a few years ago I would have been really like like, don't talk about that around me, like but now I'm like, whatever, I don't care, like I'm beyond that. It's like I've moved through it. So I think it's good to know that it will get better if you are feeling triggered. Like, keep doing the work, keep reminding yourself of why you're letting go of dieting and why you don't want to talk about this stuff, and keep practicing your self-acceptance. And one day these things won't bother you so much. They'll just be like, oh yeah, that's what everyone else thinks. Like, I don't need to think that anymore. Oh, that's that. Oh, you still think like that? Oh, wow. Interesting. That's interesting. How curious. And you just like move on. Also, perhaps it's like a great time to really, I don't know, like, we can be loners. You know, like, we can be loners at work, and loner is maybe like a word that's like a negative word, but like, you know, you can be really like, I don't mind spending time with myself. Like, I can spend a whole day with myself and be fine, like, and not even have to do things. Like, I can write, I can explore ideas in my mind. Like, I'm really okay with that. Read a book on your lunch break. Like, do we need to have the connection at work? If you feel like you have a community elsewhere, is there any point to force it? Mm. Question, Carla. For
question,
you.
Question mark. Well, I don't think that there's a need to force it. I think you can attempt to create it, as we've been kind of saying, like, we need to find some common ground. Like, is there just one piece of common ground that you can find? And like, that's kind of the way you dive or delve in. I just want to talk about what you mentioned before, when someone might be talking about dieting and you know, past Emma might have been like triggered, like, don't talk about that around me. I also think past Carla would have been really judgmental and more like, oh, you still think like this? Like, come on, like,
yeah, like, ready like, for an argument.
Like, are you, like, do you want to know what I think? And so, yeah, want to, like, almost like the heat is rising from within and I'm about to explode with all of my facts about why diets don't work and why you need to get on the self-acceptance train and do it now or else, like, this kind of thing. Whereas now, and I think, you know, with more really diving into yogic philosophy and this idea of people having differing ideas and equanimity, and that we can actually exist with different opinions and we can exist in peace with different opinions and still have, like, we can still not be angry at each other, even if we have totally different ways of living our lives. And so now, if someone was to talk to me about that, it would be just a practice of accepting of that person. It would just be like, that's who you are. And I accept the stage of life that you're in and that you're at. I can empathize with them. I can, you know, I feel for them because I've been there before as well, but it's not my job to change them.
No.
I can talk to them about how I live just in conversation, but I don't need to force an idea upon them or think that this is my argument to win. Totally. And that is actually such a relief and just relieves so much self-suffering of that. That fire and inner turmoil of like, oh my God, this is my job. Like, this is my person to change. And so now it is, again, just a practice of acceptance of others And that comes from a deep self-acceptance of self. So when you practice this within yourself, you then see it ripple out to other people and you'd be less judgmental of other people because you're less judgmental of yourself and vice versa. When you're less judgmental of others, you'll also find you're less judgmental of yourself.
Yeah, I think that is such a good point to raise because I know we've both been there where we feel like we need to express our opinion and almost like change the other person's opinion, which is so like, oh gosh, insert eye roll, please. Like, stop that. So I'm so glad that, you know, we're not doing that anymore. And we did come to this point. And really, this only came like, I feel this year, I think. And it was through the deep dive into yoga, through the development of our teacher training, even like we discussed these ideas and we've learned about them, especially you, sis, as you went through your many, many yoga trainings. But I think it was the deep dive into the creation of the Merry Body teacher training where we really were like, oh, now we think we get it. We understand. There is no like just because it's our opinion doesn't mean it's the right opinion. And like these people might be dieting for the rest of their lives and they're quite happy to do that and good for them. Do your thing, go on all your diets and think constantly about food and exercise and do that. Like live how you want to live. I don't need to change you and I can keep living like I want to live even in the same office.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps it's even that, like that can be the advice, like actually to share a little bit more about you and not with the idea to change them or like to argue. It's like you can just mention, oh, like when they're talking about diets and you can be like, oh, I don't actually go on a diet. I don't diet anymore. I used to diet, but I don't do it anymore. And it's like you can just have that statement and then see if it sparks their curiosity. And maybe see if the conversation comes alive.
Mm.
I mean, there might be, you know, the thing is it might trigger them.
Yeah.
I would say, I think like now I'm thinking back to like when I was obsessed with dieting. Yeah. Like if someone told me they didn't diet, I would be like, what do you mean you don't diet? Like, how is it possible? Why are you so skinny and you don't diet? I mean, literally that is the truth. That is what I would think.
No, absolutely.
And filled with judgment. I was absolutely judging you. Like, of course I was judging everyone. I was living in self-judgmental mode. I was forever judging myself. So I was forever judging every single other person.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. I remember I had one friend and she just never had been on a diet. And this is my best friend like of so many years. Whereas like enter Carla, who's been on a diet since age 11 and trying all of the diets under the sun. And I just didn't understand. I'm like, why don't you care about this? Like, why don't you care about dieting?
Yeah.
And it was such a weird thing. It's a weird thing now to think about, obviously.
It's weird that we were so like that.
Yes.
It's so normal.
Yeah. So I'm really glad that we're not like that anymore. And maybe also to the person who wrote us this email, these questions, be proud of how far you've come as well. And that is like a celebration. So almost the fact that you see, oh, wow, like you can empathize with these people because you've been there before and you can see how far you've come and you're really glad that you're not there anymore. Like that's also a really great thing that you're learning from these people. So the overall idea here is it's not our job to change people, but you are allowed to share your opinion. And I think that's the idea. And then if that then triggers something else and like something not nice, like not a nice situation for you, then maybe that's where you have to come in and then also say, oh, like, I don't mind that you do this. I was just sharing how I live. Like that, that's all that I was doing. Like, cause I think as you said, Amy, they might get triggered and they might get offended or something. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. I feel like it's one of those things that like, why can we just like not talk about food and diets? Like, let's just talk about the weather. Let's talk about the stupid TV shows. I mean, look, I couldn't even handle the talk about the stupid TV shows. Like, I really dislike talking about that stuff. I mean, this is the thing when you are not
all TV shows.
No, not okay. I'll tell you what TV shows I want to talk about.
I only just started watching White Lotus and like
I love White Lotus.
I'll talk about that.
No, I'm talking more about maths, you know,
like reality TV.
Yeah,
shows.
Like reality TV shows. I hate talking about that. But no, I definitely am on board with talking about like Bridgerton, White Lotus.
Nashville.
I mean, that's so old. I mean,
Vampire
I just started watching a few episodes of Mad Men last week. And I tell you what, I'll talk about Mad Men again. What a great show, and like how crazy like was Mad Men, and that like that representative and reminding me of how far women have come. I mean, like, it's crazy to think back, and I know you're like, there's a lot more stuff to be done with equality. However, when you compare back to then, we've come a long way.
So true.
So that's great.
Yes. So is there anything else that we think that, what, any ideas that we think that we can do? I mean, maybe it's, as we said, talking about things that you do on the weekend, like, and that could be another conversation.
I almost think the best thing is just to accept it, honestly. Yeah. Like, I'm thinking, like, we're racking our brains to think of, like, these great actionable things. I'm like, Carla, yeah, think about, you could talk about what you did on the weekend. Good advice, Carla.
Thanks. But it's like game-changing advice, right?
It really is. But I think it's also like, hey, wait a minute, do we even need to worry?
So wait, is this a time where we practice the mantra, it is what it is,
as it is. You're not going to be my best friend, and am I okay with that? Maybe I am. Maybe I can be okay with feeling like an outsider.
Mm-hmm.
Can I be okay with that? Can I realize that it doesn't mean that they're talking about me? It doesn't mean those other people are, you know, it doesn't mean they don't like me. It just means like we don't click.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's impossible to click with everyone. It's absolutely impossible.
And that's the thing. You're better off. And if you do, it usually means that you're not being yourself. It usually means that you're putting on a different mask in every room that you walk into. Okay, here's my work mask. Here's my home mask. Here's my friend mask. Here's my boyfriend mask or my girlfriend mask. Here's my family mask, my parents mask, all these things where we're different people in different rooms. And that is not living an authentic life. And that is not living, that doesn't feel nice. Like, that doesn't feel nice for anyone, where it feels like you have to change who you truly are in order to be accepted. So this is where we have to make sure we don't do this. So we don't need to change ourselves. We accept the situation. It is what it is, as it is. I can't change them, because I shouldn't expect them to put a different mask on. If I'm not putting a different mask on, then why should I ask them to put a different mask on? This is their journey, and that's the stage of life that they're at. This is my journey, and this is where I'm at. And that is okay. We can exist in the same room at the same time without anything, any issues, really. And like, it's not an issue. If we think about it, it's actually not an issue.
It's an issue when we make it an issue. Yes. When we put our energy on it and we think, oh my gosh, like, no one likes me, I don't fit in. And I'm not saying that to like, as a bad thing. It's a totally normal human thing. I feel that sometimes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I know we all feel this. Every single human feels this, but maybe we can be okay with it. I think it like comes from, I mean, like school, right? Remember walking into school? Maybe you were really popular and you had lots of friends and you don't understand this, but I had no friends in school. Like primary school, I was so shy. I was so scared to talk to anyone. I felt like an absolute outsider my whole school life. Really, I did. Like primary school and high school, it was only until like literally year 9, I think, where I started to feel like I could relax into myself. So that was like 14. So the rest of those years, I had one friend pretty much all of those times. I was a loner. I was, in brackets, like, you know, I thought I was a loser because I was so scared. I didn't like being around people. I didn't like conversing. I didn't feel like I fitted in. And now I'm so happy to be that person. Mm. And now that I've accepted that, it's like I can talk to people. And I can show up and be myself. And I'm really good at talking to people now, but it's really crazy to think back. Like, literally, I think I've only really thought about that. Like, I always struggled with that, walking into school and feeling so scared, feeling like everyone was laughing at me always, feeling like everyone was like, oh, she's so such a loser. Like, that's what I always thought. Aww. But no one probably thought that.
I don't think so.
But it was like, you know, you felt that and you gave it energy. You gave it
truth.
And you made it grow yourself. Mm. Pastor Emma did that.
Yeah, because I didn't think that about you. I was always like, my older sister, she's the coolest. Let's go see her. Like, let's go walk up to the year six area because that's fun and, like, we can go say hi.
Isn't it funny, though, like, when you realize, like, that we all experience these same feelings and, like, others more than some. I think it's such an empowering thing to just, like, know who you are and step into that and know that, like, you know, the magic of everything is like your uniqueness,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to be like the others. Mm. You can be like yourself, and you can be that black sheep or rainbow sheep or, you know, whatever color flock of within the white flock of sheep, you know, mm-hmm. like you can be the different person,
mm-hmm.
and it actually doesn't matter.
So true. What matters is that you stay true to yourself.
Yes, and that's the important thing.
Tune in to you. And I mean, this is like, that's like the best lesson of life, right? Like finding who you are and being that person unapologetically, unwaveringly, stepping into every room the same person. Like that is a pretty amazing thing to be able to do. So in a roundabout way, delete all action steps. Simply accept and be yourself. But I'm sure that you did get a few ideas of how you could better manage this situation.
But maybe with that kind of energy,
yes,
the conversation will
so
change.
True.
Because when you feel less worried about something, then you'll feel more free and able to show up as yourself. And then you'll start bringing in your personal conversations. You'll start talking about your weekend and maybe how, I don't know, you went to the beach or you went to on a hike or you planted in your garden or you, what else did I do on the weekend? You know, we repotted a pot, didn't we?
We did. Carla? We repotted a pot.
Yeah. Well, actually, I didn't. We watched. Joel didn't. It's like, yeah, look at the conversation is about my weekend, honestly. Wait, I did do one cool thing. I did a studio tour with Damiano. That was pretty fun. Like, went to a recording studio. So
we had our Merrybody Teacher Training Sunday night call, they are always fun.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah, no, I do think that is a really, really nice place to end is, like, because this is the whole idea of it's almost like, what intention are we bringing to this situation? So what is the underlying feeling or intention that we're walking into this situation? If it is that idea of, like, I don't fit in, like, they all hate me, they're all, like, judging me and I'm judging them and I hate this conversation and what are they going to say this time and I hope that they don't do this. Like, if we're walking that into a room, like, obviously the situation is going to feel very different to, well, I just accept whatever happens. It is what it is as it is. I know who I am. I know what I believe in and I'm going to keep living that way no matter what. And let's go to work and then step into the room like that. And so it is a bit of like a bit of a pep talk for yourself before you step into the room and realize that the most important thing is that you remain true to you and you don't change just because someone else is talking about something that you think you have to join in order to fit in order to be accepted, because that also doesn't feel nice because that's you turning your back on you.
Yeah, it's really an interesting topic. It makes me feel really grateful to have an office environment of, like, you know, myself and Carla, because and Mom and Rose. I mean, but, you know, like, right now it's just me.
Mm.
You know, I'm looking at my office, it's just me. But
I've got two dogs at the moment.
Yeah, well, you have a great office. But, you know, it's like realizing that your community, your connection doesn't have to come from all aspects of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So really focus on where you feel that sense of community when you're feeling, because I know, like, it's not nice to feel like a loner in all aspects of your life. We do need human connection. So where do you feel that? Do you feel it in your home? Do you feel it in your friendship group? Do you feel it in an online community? I tell you what, in Merrybody, I certainly feel it. In the teacher training, I feel it even more. It's like, it's focusing on where you feel it, and then knowing that you don't have to feel it everywhere. Mm. And mm. that also might help you move through this kind of office environment as well, mm. knowing that, you know, you don't have to have best friends everywhere, and that it'll help you relax. It'll help you bring less anxiety again, and it will again help you show up as yourself. And then that is where the conversation, I hope, will flow. Mm. If it doesn't flow, and if it feels like it's even harder than ever, maybe we'll get someone else on the podcast to talk about this mm. who has a more expert opinion. I'm not sure. Like, who's an expert on this? Like, psychologist? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I feel
relationship or person, human expert.
Human expert. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you know, we shouldn't expect everything to come from one person. So why are we expecting to have everything in the workplace that we might get from, you know, our loved ones or our family or our best friends? Like, it's always going to be different. And this is where it's important that we don't put on a different mask, but we accept that it is going to be different. Yeah.
So I think the action step is like, okay, like, do more of the things that help me show up as myself. And then maybe it's like tiny micro action steps to try and find like one single thing that is aligned with the work colleague. So it might be like, okay, this week I'm going to bring a podcast episode or a new series I'm listening to. And maybe like you've just started listening to it and you love it. And it's like you can all listen together. You know, you can all get on board with that. Okay, they don't like that podcast. Let's try again next week. What can we do? I'm reading this book. See if that sparks something. All right, the book didn't work. All right, I'm trying this hobby. Did that work? Oh, the hobby worked. Let's talk about the hobby more. Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe we can actually all do the thing together in a month or two. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like these tiny little steps, but not like forcing it too much, like not a new thing every day. It's like just plant little seeds and see if anything kind of evolves and grows and blooms into something.
Love it.
I feel like they're good action steps.
I feel like they are too. I mean, I like them. Mm-hmm. Let us know if this helped. Let us know if you've had a similar situation. And what did you do? Maybe you could share it with us if you had a winning solution, and then we can share it with others. Otherwise, we're looking forward to a brand new episode next week. And if you would like to reach out to us, we're always here. You can talk to us on social media. You can email us, Emma or Carla at themerrymakersisters.com. And of course, if you loved this episode and you think it might help a friend, why not share it with them? Go ahead and copy the link and send it to them and tell them to tune in, as this really helps us grow the podcast and share the Merry Body mission. All right. Thank you so much. We will be back in your ears next week. Bye.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.